Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of I Have No Idea, the podcast where we take baby steps through life so we can properly grow and glow. We all know it's been a while, so do I even have to say it? I mean, I will anyway. It's been a while, but I am here and I honestly missed my podcast. I really did. I got some other things cooking. Some other stuff definitely distracted me. You know, life is constantly happening. And speaking of life, I've noticed so many things lately, like how COVID is literally ramping up or has already ramped up. And the more I just scroll through Twitter and Instagram and TikTok, I just noticed people really burnt out and people over it. I don't know any other way to put it, but me and one of my best friends talk about this pretty often that it's just something in the air that's like, I don't know, maybe burnout is in the air, or maybe we're just over the pandemic, or shoot, the job market, rent going up. Are student loans gonna be canceled or are they not? So many things are up in the air. And especially with it being the holiday season, I know a lot of people suffer from depression, and that can really amplify those burnout feelings or those feelings of just being numb to a lot of stuff because you've taken on so much. And noticing all of that, I was like, you know what? We could really use some affirmations. We could really use some pick-me-ups. We could definitely use something to get us going. And I've been thinking about what I want my next episode to be, and I have a couple that I've thought of recently, but I wanted to do another affirmation podcast. Like I said, I love affirmations. I literally get into work every morning. Well, every morning I get into work, if I could talk, I make it my business to make my coffee or tea, and I open up my journal and I write affirmations. Sometimes I don't feel the whole page. Sometimes I just jot down, or sometimes I just repeat five, like write one over and over again. Focused on that and get my day started, and it really helps. It's been helping me a lot lately. I've been pulled away, and like I said earlier, distracted, and writing affirmations, it's like a grounding practice to me. It makes me be present in the moment, and it makes me focus in on what I want and what I desire and what I'm moving towards. So it's just something that it helps center me. And I didn't realize it was becoming like a routine until one day I was like, I don't have my coffee. And then I was like, oh shit, I haven't wrote my affirmations. And I just started. So that's what this episode is going to be about. Well, after this break, after you hear my lovely commercial, we're going to get into the affirmations. And now that we're back, before we get into the affirmations, I want to give you all some tips. When you're writing affirmations and you're trying to manifest your desires, your hopes, your dreams, write them down and visualize and say them as well. But visualize that you're already living that life. You already have those things. You already have built that up within you. Whether your affirmation is, I am blessed, or I live a luxury life, or I am confident, visualize that you're already those things, or you already have those things. Don't dwell on what you don't have. Think about what you are and what you desire. If we constantly are thinking about what we don't have, we do nothing but attract more of that not having. But when we put ourselves in the mindset or the mind frame, whichever way you want to put it, of I already have this, it's already within me, you attract the energy towards you. And that energy can come in any form, whether it's a job, a boost in confidence, a love of self, or just embracing the fact that you have this love around you and within you the whole time. So whatever the case may be, envision that it already is here. So it is, so it shall be. Don't focus on the stuff that you don't have. Focus on the things that you do have and be grateful for that, and be grateful for the things that are coming to you, because they already coming. They are. You just have to believe it. Also, when you're meditating, writing affirmations, or focusing on your manifestations, breathe deeply. And as you breathe deeply, envision yourself breathing in the good stuff, or as I like to say, the good shit. And also visualize yourself exhaling the bad shit. If you have something within you, hurt, pain, anger, procrastination, negative thoughts, negative feelings, self-sabotage, whatever the case may be, when you exhale, envision yourself blowing that shit away from you. So you breathe in the good stuff, it stays in there. But when the exhale comes out, that is nothing but the icky stuff. That's nothing but the stuff that we don't want. We're free of that stuff. So we exhale it away. We release it away from our bodies. Here's a tip when you meditate. If you get lost in your thoughts, or you feel like you're just sitting and your thoughts have just taken over where you can't really relax and ground yourself, bring your attention to your breath. For some people, it helps if they just stay in their mind. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Bring your attention back to that breath. And for other people, the 4-count breath method works. That's when you inhale for 4 seconds, pause for 4 seconds, and then exhale for 4 seconds. Sometimes when you meditate, your thoughts are going to just come in, and it's going to be like they're just firing off. And it can be easily, you can be easily distracted. So bring your attention back to your breath. Just inhale, exhale. That's all you have to focus on. You don't have to do anything else. That's it. And I know when we see meditation visuals, it's usually someone sitting on a pillow or sitting on the floor with their legs crossed and their hands on their knees. But if that does not work for you, get in that chair, sit on your bed, or lay down. Just lay down with your arms beside you and just breathe. You don't have to sit there with your legs crossed, with your hands on your knees. If that's uncomfortable, if your legs start hurting, your legs start falling asleep, modify that and do what's best for you. The goal is to get your, I don't want to say get your mind clear, because that can be a challenge, but the goal is to sit in the moment and bring your attention to your breath and gain some peace, whether that's for 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or 15. Do what you can do and then build upon that. Baby steps, right? Right. So let's get into these affirmations. I'm not gonna read off a billion of them. I'm just gonna say like my favorite go-tos. Like I said earlier, I know it's a tough time and things are getting to a place of craziness, or maybe they've always been crazy and we're just noticing a spike. Whatever the case may be, Affirmations are here to save the day. So, take a deep breath with me and exhale. I am protected, blessed, and healed. I am a magnet for prosperity. I am a magnet for abundance in all forms. I release all that no longer serves me. I am loving. And I am loved. I am surrounded by peace and love. I have the ambition and drive to achieve my goals and dreams. I am self-aware. I am healing myself. I am doing the work to be a better person. I pour into others from my overflow. I pour into myself first. I listen more than I speak. I forgive myself. I forgive those who have hurt me. I release all pain and hurt from my body, my mind, and my spirit. Had to take a deep breath after that one. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am smart. I deserve nice things. I am successful and I deserve success. I am a money magnet. Next year and the years to come will bring forth everything I need to be the best version of myself. Peace and love surround me. I'm surrounded by great people with great energy who love and support me. That felt good. I support others genuinely and with love. I act with love in my heart. And our last affirmation will be, I'm deserving of a good life. That is full of fun, laughter, good times, and a great support system. I truly deserved it. Now, it's always helpful to not only repeat the affirmations 5 times, but to also write them down 5 times. And as always, visualize that these affirmations are already here. Visualize that they are already taking place, that you already have that confidence, that you already know that you're beautiful, that you know that you're smart. You have to walk the walk and talk the talk. And if you have to work on believing that you are deserving of these things before you can fully manifest these things, do both. at the same time. Write these affirmations and also in that journal, get down to the root. Why do you feel like you don't deserve these things? Why do you feel like you don't deserve to embrace your beauty or embrace your intelligence? Or why do you feel like you're not confident? Like, whatever it is, write it down. Work on it. Take baby steps. Chip away at it little by little and celebrate every chip that falls off. Like I said in the affirmations, next year and the years to come will bring forth everything we need to be the best versions of ourselves. But remember, in becoming the best version of yourself, you lose some people. And that's okay. That's perfectly fine. It may hurt. You may miss them. But on the way to be the best version of you, you also have to be surrounded by people who are going towards or moving towards being the best versions of themselves. If you're the only light in the room, everyone is going to try to come to you. And a lot of times, those people are going to try to suck your energy. But if you're surrounded by lights, everyone's shining. So no one's trying to pull from you. No one's trying to make you dim your light because they're bright too. And that's the goal. I know for me it is. I'm trying to be the best version of myself and be surrounded by people who are aspiring to be the best versions of themselves. And yes, there is some self-awareness that takes place. There are some ugly truths we have to admit, but it's truly for the better. Everything increases when you do the work. Like I said earlier, I just noticed a lot of burnout and just posts that people were basically over it. And I thought, hey, why not do an affirmation podcast or an affirmation episode? And hopefully this can lift somebody up. Hopefully it can make someone feel good. That's the goal. So if this podcast lifts you up, if it makes you feel good, if these affirmations were what you needed to hear, shoot me a message. Give me a rating. I'm not going to tell you to rate me 5 stars, but that will be nice. But most of all, the best thing you can do for me and my podcast is spread the word. If one of these episodes really touched you, if you just like the vibe of it, send it to a friend, share it on your Instagram. Just do me a favor and get the word out. So, thank you. Whatever time you're listening to this podcast, whether it's in the morning, in the afternoon, or at night, I just want to say good morning, good afternoon, and good night. I hope this episode finds you well. Y'all stay safe and stay out the way. Bye.